Ivanka Trump traveled to Adzope in the Ivory Coast Wednesday, announcing a $2 million commitment from USAID and private companies to women in the cocoa industry. One example is Kayat, a woman-run agricultural cooperative.
Imagine how many will benefit if we have 300 more associations such as this.
It's women in programs like Kayat that are part of the WGDP, a new Trump administration initiative to foster women's employment in developing countries, aims to help.
Obviously, she was very warmly received, and I think we all see that the women in the industry are super excited about the investment that the U.S. government is making, and they've stepped up to make their investment as well.
We're ready to work with them. We really want our families to be free and for our children to go to school like they should. We want to be happy like other women.
More women than men aspire to be entrepreneurs across the African continent, according to the World Bank. They face barriers, including lack of access to capital and often an inability to own land.
As women, we feared to go to take loans, which for a long time we know that has been available. But the fear of the consequences, what if the business fails, has been one of the reasons why we will be more tread carefully.
Trump also visited the WEFI, the Women's Entrepreneurs Finance Initiative, summit. Founding groups, including the African Development Bank, welcomed Ivanka and members of U.S. Congress. Many entrepreneurs say increased support will help them succeed. Regardless of how much money or where it's coming from, some Ivory Coast women left Wednesday's summit feeling inspired about the future of African businesswomen. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Abidjan.